Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app, you can take the show and the station wherever you go. Download that for your iPhone, Android device today. Open Line Friday, Rush Limbaugh coming up at 11 o'clock. Still a lot of time for you to get in. Talk about whatever you would like to talk about on today's program. Phone number 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. First voice you hear from when you dial into today's program, Alan Corbin on the other side. We've been talking a lot over this past week and past few weeks about Texas 2014 and the race is starting to get heated up out there, especially after Labor Day weekend. Traditionally is when things will really start heating up in the political world. But joining me right now to talk about a very important race and a man who seeks to hold this office for Attorney General for the state of Texas, Dan Branch, running for the running on the Republican side, of course, for Texas Attorney General, joins me here on KFYO. Mr. Branch, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Chad. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I appreciate you coming on today's show. You've served as a state representative. Now you want to become Attorney General for the state of Texas following Greg Abbott. Tell us a little bit about why you want to become the next Attorney General.
Well, I think it's important that we have a strong lawyer, competent lawyer who's practiced for many years and risen to the top of his or her profession. Abbott has been a very strong attorney general, has stood up to the federal government, as you know, Chad. And I think that with the current administration and the recent trends just in the last several months that we're seeing, that the need for a strong fighter, a competent legal mind to stand up to Eric Holder and the other agencies, whether that's the EPA or whether that's the NSA or one of these other agencies that seem to be trampling on constitutional rights of Texans. So I'd say, number one, we better have someone who will stand up to the federal government and also stand up to them when they don't fulfill their duties, like securing our border, or when they won't secure our ballot box, or they won't get us our water for our farmers in Mexico, won't get our water that we have a treaty with Mexico on, that we won't stand up and fight for our farmers in South Texas. So number one, I'd say someone will stand up. And then two other things that I want to focus on, Chad, are open and accountable government, holding our own state government accountable. As you know, the Attorney General has a very large open records division, open government division, and that's something that I have a track record on, a passing recorded votes, a constitutional amendment. And then I'd also say that keeping our strong economy is an angle that's very important. A lot of times people don't think about it, but the Attorney General ultimately, through his opinion process, the AG opinion, has an important role to sustain our light and reasonable regulatory structure here in Texas, which will keep our strong economy and keep this Texas miracle alive, where we have anywhere between 1,000 and 1,500 people a day coming to Texas to live and work, not only because of our low taxes, but because of our light regulatory structure. And I was there when we passed the tort reform and the frivolous lawsuit reform in 2003. And so I have a record of working to keep our rules and regulations sensible.
Visiting with Dan Branch, Republican for Texas Attorney General. Greg Abbott's shoes, pretty large shoes to fill. He's obviously very well known. It was a very popular attorney general. What are some things that you will continue to do, carry on from Abbott's office, and what are some things that you would change?
Well, one of the things I would continue is standing up to the federal government and this current U.S. Attorney General. So we stood up this week, and we wrote an op-ed about what Attorney General Holder said in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago. Then he followed through this week with litigation to try and stop our voter ID law, something
right
that I participate in and led on and help pass in the legislature. So I think, again, if someone's looking for, a reason, you're going to hear from, I think, all the candidates that obviously were Republican, and everyone's going to be thoughtful, and everyone is a conservative. But I think it's important, Chad, that people look for someone who's actually accomplished things. And I'll give you one example. When I came to the legislature in 2003, as a young lawyer, I'd been offended by a decision. It was called Wallace v. Jaffrey. The U.S. Supreme Court had six judges, in my view, six activist judges, had overturned an Alabama law preventing them from having a moment of silence and allowing their children to have prayer in school. And I thought that just wasn't right. And so my first term, with the help of my colleagues, we passed a moment of silence bill. Actually, it allows us to say the Texas Pledge and the U.S. Pledge, and we're coming up on the 10th anniversary of that next week. And so now we have prayer in the school in the state of Texas for 5 million school kids. So I didn't just talk. I actually went to Austin and, with my first opportunity, got something done. And I would say, Chad, moreover, we did it in a way that was smart and effective, and were effective, working with then Solicitor Ted Cruz, and then his successor, Solicitor Jim Ho. We successfully defended that, General Abbott did, and his team, in the federal district court, and it was held constitutional. And then we went to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and also won at that level. And so Texas has a constitutional minute of silence in our public schools today that we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. And as a sort of sort of add-on to that, in the last 2 weeks, the senior lieutenants of General Abbott, including Jim Ho, the solicitor who followed Senator Cruz, all of his former senior lieutenants who have now left his service came out and endorsed my campaign.
Visiting with Dan Branch, candidate, Republican candidate for Texas Attorney General. Let's continue on just a little bit on voter ID, because this obviously made huge headlines yesterday with the Department of Justice coming after Texas for voter ID, also for the maps that were drawn. Tell us how you would defend this as Attorney General.
Well, to me, it's an end run. I mean, here we have the ink barely dry from the U.S. Supreme Court, and their ruling in June. So we just have the Shelby County versus Holder case, and instead of, to me, the right position should have been from this administration to have been show deference to the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that said Congress now needs to go back. They didn't act in an activist way. The court said part of the Voting Rights Act is unconstitutional because of the way the formula is designed to do preclearance. Texas has been a preclearance state for many years, as you know, and a lot of people thought it was unfair. The court ruled that way, and so the ball was now sent back to Congress. Instead of the court, a liberal court might have fashioned their own rules, as we've known from in past decades. This court sent it back to Congress and said, you guys make the laws. Come up with a new scheme that's will review its constitutionality. Come up with a new scheme with our guidance. And to me, that's where this administration should be. They should be waiting on Congress to come up with a new scheme and then make a decision on whether or not to bring litigation. They are doing an end run, and as you know, filed litigation this week. He followed up on his threat from the speech before the Urban League in Philadelphia, and he's now going to try and prevent us from having our simple voter ID law, which is which many states have.
Shouldn't this be left up to the states, though, instead of Congress and then the Attorney General suing? Shouldn't this just be a state's issue?
Well, we're protecting our state's laws, exactly. And so if you're going to have a Voting Rights Act, it ought to be constitutional. The Supreme Court said it currently is not, that portion of it, and therefore states ought to be free to move lines and move precincts and decide issues about where the maps go. That's our Constitution. State legislatures decide where these lines are, and then someone wants to challenge them after the facts, so be it. But exactly, this ought to be left up to the states. And we've got a current administration that obviously, whether it's the IRS or the NSA or the DOJ, doesn't like to leave things up to the states.
One last question for you before we let you go, and I appreciate you coming on today's program, visiting with Dan Branch, a Republican for Texas Attorney General. If there, you look at a Republican race, and you brought it up earlier, that everyone's in your race is going to talk about how thoughtful they are, how conservative they are. There has been some criticism leveled at you that you are not the most conservative running in this race. For those who may want to vote for the most conservative person, what do you say to the critics out there who say that you aren't the most conservative?
Well, I think I believe I'm the only one who worked for a man named Ronald Reagan in his reelection here in Texas, and we registered more than 250,000 new voters. I think I'm the only one who got a scholarship named after Barry Goldwater and was a Goldwater scholar. And sat at his feet and got to visit with him when I was a very young man. And I also would then point someone to say that, see my track record of passing six balanced budgets without raising taxes. And then I might also say, well, if that doesn't convince you, a majority of my peers that I've served with who've watched me, a majority of the Texas Republican caucus in the State House, have endorsed my candidacy. And, Chad, in that group, the chairman of the Tea Party caucus and the vice chairman of the Tea Party caucus both have endorsed my candidacy. So as someone who has been a movement conservative, I am happy to compare my conservative bona fides with any candidate.
Dan Branch, I appreciate your time today. I'm sure we'll visit with you quite a bit throughout the election season, because the race that you're involved in, very important to this state, and I appreciate your time today. Encourage people to log on to your website as well, danbranch.com.
Thank you very much, Chad, and also our Facebook, at Texans for Dan Branch. I appreciate it, Chad.
Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
That's Dan Branch, Republican, running for Texas Attorney General. We'll go ahead, we'll take the break. We'll be right back on the Chad Acey Show.